Test 1, Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. A new cafe in town.
Have you been to the new cafe in Madison Square, Robert? I hear it's the best place to stop for a coffee if you go downtown.
Yes, I was there last Saturday. They're really making an effort to stand out from the rest of the cafes in town, Claire. And they've got gigantic sandwiches at very reasonable prices and soup bowl-sized lattes. Plus, if you order 2 lattes, you get 1 for free. It's their specialty.
Getting 3 lattes for the price of 2 is good value for money, and it'll help them gain clientele. Is the service any good?
Well, there is room for improvement in that area. They need to train their staff better. But I think it'll come with time.
Have you been to the new cafe in Madison Square, Robert? I hear it's the best place to stop for a coffee if you go downtown.
Yes, I was there last Saturday. They're really making an effort to stand out from the rest of the cafes in town, Claire. And they've got gigantic sandwiches at very reasonable prices and soup bowl-sized lattes. Plus, if you order 2 lattes, you get 1 for free. It's their specialty.
Getting 3 lattes for the price of 2 is good value for money, and it'll help them gain clientele. Is the service any good?
Well, there is room for improvement in that area. They need to train their staff better. But I think it'll come with time.
At the gym.
Hey Steve, fancy meeting you here. Have you been coming to this gym long?
Hi Diane. No, I'm new to the gym. I only come here on weekdays, usually after work or late at night when I need to unwind. I like that they've got quite a lot of different equipment. And it's all the latest and best stuff on the market, which really helps you try as much as possible.
I know, but for me, the best thing about this gym is that they run various classes and they have group activities. I come here with Caroline. Do you remember her from school? Red hair and glasses? She's married now with 2 children and lives next door, so we often hang out together.
Of course I remember her. Listen, let's get together and remember old times. How about coffee next Saturday?
Hey Steve, fancy meeting you here. Have you been coming to this gym long?
Hi Diane. No, I'm new to the gym. I only come here on weekdays, usually after work or late at night when I need to unwind. I like that they've got quite a lot of different equipment, and it's all the latest and best stuff on the market, which really helps you try as much as possible.
I know, but for me, the best thing about this gym is that they run various classes and they have group activities. I come here with Caroline. Do you remember her from school? Red hair and glasses? She's married now with 2 children and lives next door, so we often hang out together.
Of course I remember her. Listen, let's get together and remember old times. How about coffee next Saturday?
A business meeting.
Hi, Carol. It's me, Adrian. I'm calling about the meeting that was scheduled for Friday. From what I hear, it might be postponed by at least a week. To my understanding, this means that it will have to be cancelled altogether, because by then, both the managing director and I will most probably be away on trips. Couldn't the meeting just be put off for a couple of days?
Personally, I can't see the reason why the meeting should be postponed in the first place. Jane said something about being on a tight schedule, so she'd prefer it if the meeting were transferred for later. But a whole week is too far away. I'll talk to Jane and get back to you.
Tell her I've got the report she asked for ready. We can discuss details over our lunch break. I tried to call her and let her know 3 times, but her line was busy.
Hi, Carol. It's me, Adrian. I'm calling about the meeting that was scheduled for Friday. From what I hear, it might be postponed by at least a week. To my understanding, this means that it will have to be cancelled altogether, because by then, both the managing director and I will most probably be away on trips. Couldn't the meeting just be put off for a couple of days?
Personally, I can't see the reason why the meeting should be postponed in the first place. Jane said something about being on a tight schedule, so she'd prefer it if the meeting were transferred for later. But a whole week is too far away. I'll talk to Jane and get back to you.
Tell her I've got the report she asked for ready. We can discuss details over our lunch break. I tried to call her and let her know 3 times, but her line was busy.